listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And I suppose I should be speaking a little bit more slowly. Again, Spectrum is having bandwidth issues. It's playing havoc with the YouTube stream. And it's interfering with our audio going back and forth to Round Rock, Texas. So, again, this is Spectrum, and I wish we had an alternative out here, but we do not. We're stuck with them. Alrighty, getting on back to domestic politics. One thing the Mueller investigation has come up with that Democrats are not going to be happy about. Apparently, the Obama White House counsel, Greg, will be indicted for Ukraine corruption. Apparently, he was tangled up with all of that work for Ukraine's Ministry of Justice. That was part of that whole Paul Manafort thing. So he's now in trouble. Now, Barr says that there will be a redacted copy of the Mueller report made available mid-April. And I can already hear the Democrats screaming, make the whole report available, unredacted. We demand it now. That could backfire on their on them. Hang on a second. There are sirens sounding outside there, and I don't know why. Okay. Going to raise the stress level for the rest of the program here. All right. Yesterday, a federal judge ordered the FBI to turn over former Director James Comey's memos, including the notes that he took during his infamous one-on-one meetings with President Trump. And they have to be turned over to CNN, USA Today, Judicial Watch, and other outlets. And, yeah, there are sirens going on outside my window. I'm not seeing any emergency alerts on the TV. I wonder if it's another false alarm. Okay. Judicial Watch is also suing for the records of communication between James Clapper, John Brennan, and CNN. And it's a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. And you know what's really interesting? You're not supposed to have to go to a lawsuit. The Freedom of Information Act says you go to the government, you request a record, they give it to you. That's what the law actually does say. The lawsuits get filed when the government says, no, we don't want you to see this. But apparently, this is focusing on the fact that Clapper may have leaked information regarding the now discredited Steele dossier to CNN in January of 2017. And hang on a second here. I have to respond to my wife. She's concerned about the sirens. Okay. There we are. Yeah, that's a little disconcerting. And it seems to be down there. Yeah, the sirens are going outside, and I don't know why. Over in Brooklyn, Councilman Kalman Yeager, who represents Midwood, is out there tweeting off attacks on Representative Omar, saying she's an anti-Semite, and repeating this claim that Palestine does not exist. He's actually saying that. Okay. There's a new poll out now that reveals Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's rather over-the-top style of politics is not resonating with the voters. Less than 25% are giving her a favorable rating. So she may want to tone it down a little bit. All right, so let's talk about the latest on the Jussie Smollett hate hoax. And I think probably a lot of people would have preferred for it to have faded away by now. But there are going to be repercussions. And Charles Barkley was out there on CBS Stephen Colbert show saying that Smollett may think he's gotten off scot-free, but the whole incident will still have costs. And he says, we all lose on this one. So we have the prosecutor, Kim Fox, who recused herself, but not really. I guess she had her fingers crossed behind her back, has admitted that the evidence that they would have presented at his trials would have convicted him, but go. Now, the Illinois Prosecutors Bar Association has written a letter declaring that Kim Fox failed in her most fundamental ethical obligations to the public in dismissing the Smollett case. And as you know, Trump is insisting the FBI and Department of Justice look in and see just how this came about. You know, another celebrity gets off scot-free. Ooh, imagine my shock. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And can you believe this? Jussie Smollett has been nominated for an NAACP award, for one of the Image Awards, which is actually coming up tomorrow. They're going to hand him on out. And host Anthony Anderson is saying he hopes Smollett will win. Now, NAACP stands for the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. So how does handing out an award for faking an anti-white hate crime advance colored people? Now, you watch. Smollett is going to be on the platform at the Democratic Convention in 2020. Let's take a phone call. Steve in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. How are you been?
Well, concerned about all these sirens out the window.
Oh. Well, you smell smoke?
No, the sirens appear to have been down around the Pearl Harbor area. And
okay.
I think they stopped now.
Okay.
Man, that was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, hopefully they have it under control. Yeah, this Smollett stuff, I mean, you know, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, because it's not just the so-called right or the so-called left. I think everybody's just sick of him. And anybody with any brains, you know, sees what he did. But anyway, I just had a minor correction of what you'd been saying. I listened to you like always a day later. You were saying that, like, the day that Hillary lost, she announced this Russian collusion thing.
Well, she didn't announce it then. She didn't announce it then. That's when they came up with it.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. The very last debate that she had with Trump,
yes,
she threw in, you have been colluding with Putin, with Russia.
Yeah.
And he said, what? This is during a debate. And it really stuck out. But the thing that made me remember it, she says, yes, 17 governmental intelligence agencies have told me that. Because I thought, 17 intelligence agencies, how many are there? But yeah,
there are 17.
That during the debate. Huh?
Yeah, there are 17 of them. And so, obviously, the idea was in her mind from the beginning. But apparently, after she lost the election, they sat down and said, seriously, let's push this. Let's say that Russia helped Trump steal the election. We'll get Trump thrown out of the White House, and I get to go on in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I guess that was like supposed to be, she's something else. But anyway, can I ask you just like a quick question? Did you really meet Ryan Dawson? Because he's out there saying he met he met you finally.
Yes. Yes, he came out here
to
Hawaii.
I'll be darned, that's great.
Yes.
Oh, that is wonderful. Because I know that you've been in contact. I've been listening to you guys for 6-8 years. And, you know, I know that you knew each other but never met. But that's good. You met him. That's good.
Yeah, we finally
he's,
got to meet here. I don't
live
even remember.
Stream and so forth.
We first got together when he was still... you know, working on the Lost Colony of Roanoke, and I mean, we're talking years and years ago, maybe more than 10.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. He was having trouble with something. I said, you ought to ask Mike Rivero about that. It was something about his computer or something like that. I said, ask Mike. He'll fix it. He'll know what to do with it. So, yeah, I'm glad that y'all met. Can I mention somebody else that I like that's sort of new that does YouTube?
Yeah, real quick, because we got to get back to news.
Yeah. Gotcha. Sorry, Mike. But it's this J.F. Garipi, and he's French-Canadian, so it's, you know, Jean-Francois Garipi. And he does this thing called public space, and like nothing's off the table, but he's real careful, no hate speech whatsoever. But yeah, he tells the whole story. Did you never saw him, huh?
No, the name does not ring a bell.
It's called Public Space, and he does it. Well, he streams every night at 7. Well, Eastern Standard Time, so. But anyway, love your show, Mike. Love you, and I'm glad to hear that you met up with Ryan finally.
All right, well, listen,
he
thank
said you
very
and Claire
much.
Were so nice.
Okay, thank you very much, and let me just get something done here. Okay. thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Somebody just sent me this notice from the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency where apparently there was a new siren test scheduled for today near here. And it's saying residents will hear the siren sound during the time frame. And testing will include short blasts known as burps. And they're just checking the functionality of the sirens. The sirens were installed as part of HIEMA's ongoing outdoor warning siren program. Now, the reason Claire and I freaked out is normally the siren system gets tested on the first of every month. So why they're running one now when the first of the month is just a few days away, it was a little unsettling, and mostly because of what we went through last year with that bogus ballistic missile alert. So that's all it was, and no big deal. So I can calm down and lower my blood pressure here. All right, let's take another phone call. Art off the grid, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, this whole Jussie Smollett thing is just getting absolutely out of control. I don't do Twitter, but I've got people, you know, who actually do Twitter, and they told me that, you know, the whole Twitter sphere just erupted over this with people talking about we should boycott the show and nobody should ever watch the show, and how dare they bring him back after this, after he lied to the people like this, even to the point to where there was one post that said that maybe they ought to have his character actually do the same thing, only this time in the show, have the character actually get convicted.
Yes.
This is just insane. And I was talking to the board op before coming on, and it was kind of funny because we were talking about, you know, this guy's going to end up having a school named after him. He'll get his own Jussie Smollett Boulevard or some kind of crazy crap like that. But it wouldn't surprise me if they did something like this.
Oh, yeah. They're trying to make this guy a hero for staging a hate crime hoax that made white people look bad, even though he used black people to do it.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's like, how does anybody believe this crap anymore? And here's the crazy thing. Anybody with any common sense who's been paying attention to this the next time we have, say, something like this really happens to somebody, how many people out there are going to go, yep, here we go again, another Jesse Smollett, and they're not going to believe it?
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that we're looking at possibly happening.
It's already been happening. I mean, if you look at how many of these so-called hate crimes have been revealed as hoaxes, and normally they don't get this kind of press. The only reason this one did is because Jussie Smollett is a celebrity. He's this, you know, actor on this very popular TV show, and that's what made it a major story. And in a lot of ways, I think it's a good thing that people come to understand that hate crimes can be faked and are faked, that it's a reality of life that we need to be looking at.
Yeah, and here's another thing. I've actually, you know, like I said, it's very limited what we've got around here for talk radio. So during the day, I listen to Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh, and they've actually made comparisons between this Jussie Smollett thing and the whole Mike Brown hands up, don't shoot, and all these others. And they're like, this is what we've come to. And they're all saying the same thing, and that, you know, it's coming to the point that people are just not going to believe it when it really happens. You know, you can only remember the story. I don't know about you, but I remember when I was little, my mama told me a story about the little boy who cried wolf.
Yes.
And that's where we're headed with this. It's going to get to the point to where something's really going to happen, and nobody's going to believe it, and then everybody's going to be in an uproar. How dare you? You know, just like with the whole fake Kavanaugh molested this girl in school or whatever it was, you automatically got to believe the victim, but you don't really have a victim. So now, when a woman is accosted, people aren't going to believe it because of the whole Kavanaugh scandal and the whole Trump scandal and all this other kind of garbage. This is where we're headed, where we're going to have something really going to happen, and people are going to go, right.
Well, we've already been there. Back in the 1990s, remember the militant feminist movement, all men are rapists, and that kind of stuff? And rape became the second most falsely reported crime in the United States. Innocent men got thrown in jail, and women were claiming that they were raped just to get some media attention. And there was a backlash of lawsuits by the accused. And the end result was that police departments were less willing to accept a rape complaint at face value. And in the long run, it harmed real rape victims. But for the opportunists who, you know, rode this to book deals and TV shows, they didn't really care.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty messed up. It has to come to this. But I don't know. At some point, it's got to turn around and change, and I don't know what it's going to take to get that. Anyway, thanks, Mike. Have a great one. We'll talk to you another time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And in one way, it's good that this came out right now, because what we have is kind of a 1-2 punch, where, first of all, you had the implosion of the Russia collusion story and the humiliation of America's corporate media, and now you have the Jussie Smollett affair, which is revealing to America that many hate crimes are, in fact, hoaxes. So that's a good thing, I think. Okay, another article here from uns.com. No punishment for anti-white hoaxes. Smollett created the hate hoax of the year and supposedly will suffer no consequences for it. Well, maybe not, because he's still under federal investigation, and Chicago is now demanding that he reimburse them the $130,000 that they spent investigating his allegations. And if he doesn't pay up in a timely manner, they're going to hit him with a new charge. And by the way, Kim Fox, the prosecutor who recused herself but not really, apparently spoke at a fundraiser hosted by George Soros' son earlier this month. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. We will be right back.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I don't mind admitting that siren test did rattle me after what we went through with the ballistic missile thing last year. And with, you know, all morning long, there'd been all this heavy military air traffic over our heads as well. So didn't know what to think there. So calm, 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 calm. Okay, back to the phones. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You'd have to have another shirt made saying I survived two missile siren attacks.
Well, right? They didn't actually come out and say that there was a missile inbound. I mean, it was over at the Hawaii Emergency Management. They were going to conduct a test, but I didn't see it on any of the local news, and it probably would have been a little bit nicer if they'd made a larger effort to say, folks, relax, this is just a test.
Hey, Mike, yeah. I want to talk about Smollett real quick, because I don't really give a crap about the guy, but what show was he on TV?
I'm sorry, what, could you repeat that? I was distracted for a second.
Yeah, what show was he on TV?
Who?
Smollett.
Oh, it's called Empire.
That's where you're living. This is what goes on in empires. It's an oligarchy, people. You know, the rules and laws are for thee, not for me. This guy is got connections to Michelle Obama, Kim Fox, and also Kamala Harris, I'm hearing. and that woman Chen, which was Michelle Obama's aide. And, you know, Rahm Emanuel says he didn't know about it, but he damn well knew about it. Because if you looked at the chief of police next to him, you know the chief of police knew Rahm Emanuel knew about it, but he had to play the role of being the, I didn't know about it, I'm outraged, you know? I mean,
yeah.
This sets black people back so far because Michelle Obama's not going to call for you if you're black or Asian or white or green and yellow polka dot, you know? The guy's got Don Lemon's phone number, or Don Lemon's got his phone number, so this is, it's a small group, you know?
Yeah.
It's a joke. But, Mike, I wanted to move on real quick, unless you want to comment on that.
No, go ahead. I've got comments, but they're going to be later in the show.
On this Chinese container thing, I read about this a while ago, and then you talked about it. Russia was working on something this called the Club K container, and it had like a missile of some variety inside of it. But we can't get ahead of ourselves saying, you know, China's going to put them in Florida to it, you know, I mean, these would be like for at their ports per se as defense measures, you know. I can see them doing that, but I mean, China's not going to attack us. They're trading partners with them, unless you attack them. But I mean, we get ahead of ourselves saying, well, China's got them here and they got 5,000 men in each container ready to attack it. I mean, come on, people, we need to relax a little.
Well, let's hang on and be fair. And by the way, I'm going to take you through the next commercial break. I thought it was a little gratuitous China bashing, but have you ever read the Tom Clancy book Red Storm Rising?
No, but I heard about it.
It's a very good book, very well researched. It's before he started using ghostwriters, and it went downhill after that. It was definitely one of his best books. It's kind of now. And it talks about how Russia is desperate for oil, and they launched the Third World War. Bad Russians, bad Russians. And the way they capture Iceland is by using a cargo ship. So on that basis, there is merit to the idea that if China did want to do a sneak attack against somebody, that this missile system on a cargo ship would be an ideal platform. And so we have to be honest, we cannot rule that out. And right now, the United States is pushing on China between Taiwan, the South China Sea, the trade deal. And I know that Russia's got a containerized weapon system. And I seem to recall, so does the United States of America, that they've got some kind of a missile system that is inside a standard shipping container, which is supposed to be deployable against pirates. So everybody's been thinking along this way.
I just get mad at a lot of bashing, like Venezuela bad, Russia. We attacked Iraq and Libya and Syria and Ukraine and Yemen with our Saudi friends and Israeli friends and this or that. And it's always everybody else is the bad guy, and I'm tired of it. Like, you know, like I see us being we're the aggressor people. I mean, it's just, you know,
we are, but what do you expect the government to do? Come on out and say, yes, we're going to be evil and bad and mean, and we want you to pay for it and give us your children for it? It's not a good way to go. The propaganda is always going to be, you know, we're the greatest nation on earth. I even heard somebody repeat that on Fox last night while we were waiting for Trump to come on out in Michigan. You know, we're the greatest nation on earth. No, we're not. And so, you know, but everybody else has to be bad. They're evil dictators. They're tyrants. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. Stay on the line, Dustin. I'm going to bring you back here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we go back to Dustin in New Jersey, apparently the ratings for Empire have just crashed since the charges were dropped. Apparently they were still up there all during this whole thing, but with the charges dropped, just turned off the audience. And as if that wasn't bad enough, Illinois State Representative Michael McAuliffe is planning to introduce legislation that would end tax credits to any business that employ Empire actor Jussie Smollett. Well, this is clearly aimed at Empire, because Empire was lured to Illinois to film there by their generous film tax credits. So it looks like Empire is on its way out.
Crashed like the Roman Empire. All empires fall.
Yes, all empires eventually fall, including the American Empire.
Yeah, Mike, getting back to, like you said, exceptionalism, that's the thing. If Hillary Clinton and them, this oligarchy, certain Jewish people that believe in that, if they're like God's chosen or better, if they think they're better than you, you know, if they're exceptional, then you're expendable and disposable. You're less than them. You know
yes.
what I mean? Like, you're not on equal footing. But that's what these people show every day when they talk down to us and they lie to us. They're above us.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you see it in this Jussie Smollett case. He's a celebrity. He gets off. You have all these corporate media talking heads that lied to us for 2 years about Trump-Russia collusion. I haven't seen any of them fired yet or even forced to take a pay raise. You know, they're still on top there. And you've got, you know, these rich people who are literally bribing the premier colleges to take their loser kids in. Now, something's going to happen to them. Fortunately, they're going to court here. And then you've got, of course, Hillary Clinton, who handled classified information, mishandled it, got off scot-free. The system definitely is rigged for what they like to call themselves, the elites. We're elite. The laws are for you serfs, to keep you in your place so, you know, you don't threaten our power. Anyway, Dustin, we're going to let you go here, and thank you for the phone call. Okay. Earlier in the show, we were talking about how Juan Guaido had promised some kind of a Venezuela-wide tactical response. It may already be starting because the intelligence service headquarters in Caracas is on fire, and it's a bad one. And I'm going to take a shot here and say that, yes, this is an act of sabotage. So we'll see what happens there. What an ugly, ugly world this has become. All right, let's talk about the economic news here just a little bit. The fourth quarter gross domestic product sinks to 2.2, which is a little less glowing than Trump tried to make it sound like during his little visit in Michigan. Over in Europe, Mario Draghi is now demanding that Ireland and all EU countries have to get permission from the European Central Bank. They have to get permission to manage their gold reserves. Draghi wants to be in control of all of Europe's gold. I think that's probably going to alienate a lot of other people here. Right now in this country, we have an accelerating eviction crisis, and a lot of people are drawing parallels between that and the subprime mortgage crisis of the Great Recession. And we see it here all the time. We drive down the street, and on the sidewalk, there are all these piles of things. And after a while, you learn to recognize what they are. Oh, that's, you know, somebody's doing a remodel, a refurbishment. You know, somebody got a new living room set. But when you pass the pile where there is something there from every room in a household, you know that's somebody who either had to bug out and leave everything behind, or they got evicted. And it's becoming a big problem because of rising rents and housing costs. In fact, in San Francisco, it's so expensive. A family of four making $120,000 a year still qualifies for subsidized housing in the Bay Area. I mean, that is amazing. All right, we're going to take another phone call. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Just wanted to chime in on that container ship thing and say that back in the 80s, there were a lot of projects that were done that I had a chance to see, or at least, you know about. One of them was something called, with the container ships that we were doing, called Project Arapaho. And that was, they were bolt-on systems to container ships, like a standard class of container ship that would, you know, would be a, you'd bolt on a ski jump thing for a VTOL Harrier or something like that. And you'd also put containers in that had fueling systems and things like that. And just, you know, and you could convert a container ship into a Harrier carrier in almost, you know, like a week or something. Uh-huh. But there's long been stuff like that. They had another one where they were going to make an aircraft carrier out of seaplanes. And I think that they're probably reconfiguring that right now to do that with drone swarms. swarms. But, you know, it's a long-term kind of thing. People have been doing that forever, you know, where you get a mass-produced thing like a Liberty ship or something like that, and then convert it into something else with, you know. But at any rate, listen, I wanted to... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I remember seeing a demonstration, and it was just a prototype. I don't know if it's gone into production, but it was this very large military drone, like one of the four rotor drones, like your toy versions grown large, and it folded up and went inside a standard 20-foot shipping container. And the way it would work is the long side of the container would actually flip down. This thing would slide out, extend its arms, and it was ready to take off.
Yeah. You know, drones really make that concept. I mean, why go with a dedicated 90,000-ton Nimitz class carrier when you can do that with drone swarms and with a 20,000-ton small container ship, or and just release swarms of those things, throw away, and you know, I mean. It could come from anywhere. It's really making navies almost obsolete, really. You know, the other thing I wanted to say also is that the state of the ground forces, and one of the things, one of the very few things that Trump has done that I've agreed with is just the other day, he tried to put limits on transgenders in the military, which I'm sorry, all you LGBT, but I agree with that. And Congress overrode him on that, so they want as many LGBT, you know, drag queens as they can get out there in the in combat, I'm sure.
Going to be very demoralizing for the troops.
Mike, you know, one of the things that I've learned over the years, and it's the sociology of a combat unit is very interesting. And one of the things that you can go back through history. And they always say, you know, it's not for apple pie and the flag, it's for the guy next to you. And in a lot of cases, that's true. In most cases, that's true. But in other things, when it really gets down to it, you read it through history where the only thing that people are hanging on to is you're proving that you're as much a man as the next guy. The manhood, the macho factor, it really does
yes.
play a role. The other thing is, what do you do when an NCO or an officer is buggering one of the people there? Maybe it's a woman, maybe it's an LGBT person, and that guy never walks point or whatever. That happens all the time, I'm sure.
Yep.
So, but you know, the Marine Corps now has women in the infantry officers and Rangers. Finally, they cheapened the. You know, the standards down that women have gotten through and SEAL teams.
Well, hold it. Okay. I want to be clear here. They've cheapened the standards down for like recruits for the Army in terms of the physical standards. For the non-physically demanding military, like the Air Force and the Navy, they didn't need to cheapen standards for women to come on board. And, you know, there are now a lot of women serving as officers in the Air Force. There are even some combat pilots now
officers. No reason they couldn't be as good as anybody at that. But,
yes.
But it's different when you're carrying a 90-pound pack and you have to jump over a fence and strangle somebody on the other side. It's a little bit different. And I'm saying what I'm saying is SEAL teams are—they're now in the SEALs. They're now in MARSOC, Marine Special Operations Command. They're now in the Rangers. They're everywhere. In those cases, I don't believe they should be. But we're going to pay a price for being stylish here one of these days when some really critical mission fails. When they're someday when maybe we're really doing it and we're really at risk. I don't know, Mike. And then there's the SEAL teams with all that guy Gallagher with all the really murderous stuff that guy was doing. And it turns out SEAL Team 6 is doing some very suspect stuff.
Yeah, so, the investigation has expanded to them.
Yeah, it's our military is. It's in bad shape. It really is.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And part of that is, again, without a draft, they're having to basically recruit people who are not really ideal, people with criminal records, people with drug problems, people who are overweight. The emphasis is being put on the high-tech whiz bang. And again, that was a mistake that the Third Reich made toward the end of World War II. They allowed their regular ground troops to decline in terms of their training and support, and they put all their money into the V-1 buzz bomb, the V-2 ballistic missile. They even had their own version of a stealth jet fighter, which wasn't all that stealthy, but at least it proves that they were thinking about it all the way back then.
Yeah, and Mike, we're also the Army, I know, is trying to increase its troop strength to buy like a brigade, like 5,000 people, and it's finding it extremely difficult to do so.
Yes.
I mean, nobody wants to go on, five deployments in a row and be the bad guy. So
no, that's absolutely right. I mean, for a while they were trying this little thing of going to the illegal immigrants and saying, if you'll sign up and serve, at the end of it, you'll get a green card. But as I predicted was going to happen, they weren't well motivated, and the Army basically dropped that program.
Did you ever read any of those books by, he wrote Army, Rick Atkinson, Army at Dawn, a World War II trilogy of the European and North African campaigns? It's really the best military history of World War II from the U.S. point of view and the American Army. But he makes a point that back in World War II, when there were 16 million men in uniform, right?
Yes.
And our population was 130 million. And now, of course, the active army is like 495,000. And we can't man it voluntarily. But at the beginning of World War II, Mike, they were very, very selective in 1942 when the draft was really kicking in and all that. And, you had to have a full head full of teeth and they wouldn't take anybody with, by 1944, Mike, the casualties were so heavy and the manning, structure was, the manpower was so thin that we were taking people with two teeth.
Yes.
And the Army regulations was they had to be able to chew the Army rations. So here we are with a population of 330 million that cannot expand voluntarily.
Nope.
From 495 to 500.
Somewhere down the road, there's going to be a draft.
Yep. Yep. So it's interesting, and I know you're looking out the window at this stuff, and I hope to God that we have enough brains and that Trump really doesn't think that he's down here from God, to protect Israel and go to war with Syria or something like that. That was scary to me.
Yeah, that was a very scary comment.
Your observation that he's very susceptible to flattery. Can you imagine what that did to him when Pompeo said that he was sent from God?
Yes.
Shoot.
That's,
oh, man.
Pompeo was laying it on with a trowel there. All right. Well, listen, Peter, we're going to let you go because we're coming up on the top of the hour and the lovely Lady Claire, and I want to take one more phone call. Keith Rogers, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, my normal gripe here is pluralism, but first I want to say, Trump is out there on Twitter right now bashing Mexico again. And yes, Mexico, or through immigration, it costs the Americans hundreds of billions of dollars and stuff like that through the time like that because of the welfare nets and all this stuff. But what gets me to Mike, I've always had this thing on those pluralisms. We had a shooting here in town here. You hear I said that? We had a shooting.
Yes.
Where a guy was shot dead. And it doesn't mean that the entire town went over and shot this guy. And this is what I hear, and this isn't just to pick on Justin or anyone else like that, but when you hear someone else say that we are bombing someone, I'm not behind the helm of any of these buttons and stuff. I sent you a meme that I did earlier this morning on Twitter there. but it's morals versus collectivism. And I use that the image of a drone, where within morals, we have over 100 million legalized gun owners in this country here. And when one gun owner goes rogue, it doesn't mean that everyone, there's pluralism, we are the ones that are responsible for this. The same thing as when you have someone that is willingly, through collectivism, to sit there behind a drone stick in some place in Arizona or Nevada, that is willing to drone someone to death, regardless of what it is. I mean, why are we, plural, accepting the crimes of the state? Because of the same fact is this government no longer represents us. So this is what we have to do is fight back against this system that doesn't represent us.
Okay. Keith, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for a commercial.
Yeah,
all right, we'll be right back.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And speaking of immigration problems at the border, Trump is threatening to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border next week, even for all trade. And he's basically saying that if Mexico doesn't act immediately to stop these migrant hordes, that they're just going to cut off all trade with Mexico. And, yeah, he can do it. And Trump came on out and said, the Democrats have given us the weakest immigration laws anywhere in the world. Mexico has the strongest, and they make more than $100 billion a year on the United States. And there is another migrant horde on its way, estimated at 20,000 people. So it is a major, major problem out there. Okay, let me skip on down here. Snow is falling in Kiev, and not too surprising, it's unusual for snow to fall in late March. Apparently, there's been another snowstorm bringing snow back to the Sierra, and of course, all the operators of the ski resorts there are just absolutely delighted. Absolutely delighted. They're talking about the ski resorts will be open right up to the July 4th weekend. And, you know, it was a cold, cold winter. I mean, it was so cold, Elizabeth Warren is now claiming to be an Eskimo. Now, as we reported earlier, there is this large glacier in Greenland that has sort of been the poster child for the human-caused global warming people, and it started growing again. And apparently it's been growing for the past 2 years, and nobody wanted to say anything. They were saying, we didn't believe it, which, of course, you should never allow beliefs to get in the way of the raw data. But the world is getting colder, not warmer. Interesting little article from the BBC. Are you suffering from climate change anxiety? And psychologists report a rise in people suffering from climate change anxiety. Well, yeah, look at what the media has been doing. You know, just all this screaming nonsense about how the world was going to end in 12 years. That's going to make anybody just absolutely freak out. Apparently, a college is even offering a course for people who are anxious about climate change. Now, getting on back to the fact that over the last 2 years, the corporate media lied to us all about Trump-Russia collusion. Lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. Well, you know that NewsGuard browser filter that was being hailed as the way to fight fake news? It validated every source pushing the Russian collusion hoax while banning all independent media sources that got the story right. Okay, we're going to have to take a break here for station identification. We'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.